It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, a couple of big country shows this weekend. Let's start with Miranda Lambert at Rupp Arena.
Yeah, I guess that would be the really big one, and really one of the biggest names in country music today to sort of kick off the year at Rupp Arena. Miranda Lambert is one, you know, female entertainer of the year and entertainer of the year from the CMAs and other awards for several years running now. She's up for Best Country Album with her latest album, Platinum, and just, you know, really maintaining a very high-profile career. Also married to Blake Shelton, another one of the biggest stars in country music. So she draws a lot of attention. And, you know, even in this day when there is a lot of, people griping about bro country and pop country and things of that sort, you know, Miranda still kind of tracks toward a fairly traditional and kind of gritty sound. There's not a tremendous amount of gloss on what she does. This will be a chance for country fans to put on their boots and go party tonight at Rupp Arena. And then the very next night, you've got Leanne Womack down at the Norton Center in Danville playing their smaller Whizzigger Theater. That'll be a chance for a much more intimate experience with a star who has, you know, had a big career in her own right and is now kind of reinventing in the Americana genre and really going for a more rootsy country sound now.
Moving on to the studio players, tell us about Agnes of God.
Well, Agnes of God is their first production of the new year, and it features a mother-daughter duo in the role of the two nuns in the play, Susan and Avery Wigglesworth. And a really interesting fact about Susan is that she, before she settled in Lexington and has been acting here, she was acting in New York and Los Angeles, and had a very active professional career. And one of her gigs was understudying for Amanda Plummer in the original Broadway production of Agnes of God. So this is, kind of a return. Now she is playing the older nun. The story is about a young nun who becomes pregnant and contends that it is an immaculate conception, and there's a lot of question about what really happened there and stuff, and so Avery is playing that part, so chance to see a real American classic play on stage too. It's very well known for its film adaptation with Anne Bancroft and Jane Fonda and Meg Tilly in it.
And Gallery Hop returns tonight?
Gallery Hop returns tonight. It's the first one of the year, and, you know, changes in the scene as the new year often brings, particularly at the Downtown Arts Center. For all of its existence, the Downtown Arts Center has had on two levels the Ann Tower Gallery, and as the Department of Parks and Recreation has taken over the Downtown Arts Center, they decided that they wanted to put in a city gallery down on the first level. So that is going to make its debut tonight. In fact, they were still working on it the other day when I was in there, but that will debut at Gallery Hop tonight, as well as the one-level Ann Tower Gallery upstairs. So that's one of numerous shows that are going to be going on around downtown. And it's a real big art, visual art weekend, because the very next night, the Lexington Art League is holding its annual art gala. And the real centerpiece of this is going to be three video installations from the collection of Laura Lee Brown and Steve Wilson of the 21C Museum Hotel organization, and which of course is coming to Lexington later this year with their newest property. But these are three video installations from their collection. It'll be a real interesting chance for people from Lexington who haven't seen 21C in Cincinnati or Louisville to get a real sense of what their vibe is.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, thank you so much.
Thank you.